That fashion-forward blouse or t-shirt you had to get from your high-end clothing store, it could have been made in a garment factory where the workers undergo slavery-like conditions. And the frozen seafood in your local supermarket, it could have been prepared by migrant workers who are subject to forced labor. These are some of the stories being shared during a UN panel discussion on partnerships to end forced labor in global supply chains. Private companies and enterprises are outsourcing a range of production and service-related activities. ILO estimates that more than 450 million people work in supply chain-related jobs. John Morrison is the Executive Director for Human Rights and Business.
70% of the world's trade is now in the form of intermediate goods. 70%. So we are basically all in each other's supply chains in this modern world. Now, these chains, when you go along the shopping malls or Fifth Avenue here in New York, these chains are imperceptible. You pick up a garment, you move from store to store. At that end of the chain, it's very light. But if you get to the other end of the chain, these chains can be very heavy. These chains can be so heavy they can crush whole buildings, as was the case in Bangladesh.
Back in 2013, an 8-store garment factory called the Rana Plaza in Bangladesh collapsed, killing more than 1,000 people. Many workers are forced to get into these dangerous and demeaning jobs because they have no other choice, says Julius Kang Lee, the vice president of the Federation of Free Workers in the Philippines.
Most of these workers fall outside the scope of labor inspection within the country. So no one gets to monitor if labor laws are being followed inside these workplaces, and if there are indeed laws being violated, that these companies get penalties for the bad things that they do for workers.
Mr. Kang Lee also added that many of these workers do not have a voice and do not have the right to unionize. Global supply chains are not the problem, says Guy Ryder, the Director General of ILO. It's the governance gaps in them. Governments have the primary responsibility to protect human rights, and they often fail to protect these workers and overlook the practices of these companies operating on their soil. Mr. Ryder likened forced labor to a virus.
Forced labor trafficking is not a disappearing relic of the past. Forced labor has demonstrated, is demonstrating, its capacity to mutate. It's like a virus. It mutates and it adapts to changing circumstances in the world of work.
According to the International Labour Organization, 21 million people around the world are trapped in forced labour, a crime that should be punished under international law. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.